The plan is known as the New York Declaration, and it includes two key commitments, a global compact on refugees and another on safe, orderly, and regular migration. The goal is to achieve a more equitable sharing of the burden and responsibility of hosting and supporting what UN agencies describe as people on the move, estimated at over 65 million worldwide. Antonio Guterres is the UN Secretary General.
This declaration was a strong endorsement of the need for greater international cooperation on this issue. It was a landmark in our efforts to find compassionate and people-centered solutions to the challenges we face.
The PACT conference room reflected how important this issue is for countries, said the Secretary General's Special Representative for International Migration. Louise Arbour said both compacts must be as strong as possible.
They have to be widely supported, human rights-centered, and with the needs of the most vulnerable firmly at their heart.
Her office has been consulting with UN member states to learn more about what she described as the reality of migration, its global nature, many benefits, but also the complex challenges it generates.
International migration involves more than one state. The movement of people across borders highlights the connection between state sovereignty and state interdependence. A successful global compact will need to reflect this. Its success will rest on maximum state buy-in and willingness to enhance cooperation at the regional and at the international level. In today's world, most states are at once states of origin, transit, and destination, and there is more commonality of interest that may appear on the surface.
As UN General Assembly President Miroslav Lajčák told the gathering, now is the time to move from commitment to action.
Last year, we reaffirmed our obligation to protect the human rights of refugees and migrants and agreed that more needs to be done to uphold our responsibilities. Through various consultations over the past year, we have strengthened our understanding of the issues. We have also built trust and partnerships amongst many within our societies. Now it is time to focus on tangible results that directly bring change to people's lives. We must build on the momentum to turn our commitments into collective action. Let us not forget, and Secretary General stressed it very eloquently, that refugees and migrants are people first and foremost.
That was UN General Assembly President Miroslav Lajčák speaking at a meeting on international efforts to address the refugee and migration crisis. Deanne Penn, United Nations.